bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Hammy. I am in love with her Star Wars story because it's just so relatable, and I feel like it's the embodiment of what The Last Jedi did for so many new fans. She is so thoughtful and loving and just jumped headfirst into fandom and hasn't looked back since. So, without further ado, welcome to episode 10 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi everyone, I'm Hammy, or Bounce Padawan on Twitter. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my Star Wars story. So the way that I got into Star Wars is kind of unique. I think most people grow up loving Star Wars, but I actually became a fan as an adult. In fact, the first time I ever saw a Star Wars movie was about a year and a half ago. I had been into sci-fi and fantasy growing up, but I didn't have someone to kind of guide me through the process of becoming a Star Wars fan, I think the way that most people do. A lot of people, either they were there for the original trilogy, so they went to the theater themselves, or it was passed on to them by their friends or their family, and so that just didn't happen for me throughout my life, until my best friend, who does love Star Wars, The Last Jedi was coming out, and she said, okay, I need you to sit down and watch all these movies, because she knew that I was going to love the sequel trilogy. And of course, she ended up being right. So anyways, at the end of December 2017, the beginning of January 2018, last year, I took a week and I binged all the Star Wars movies. So I watched the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, The Force Awakens, and then I walked straight into The Last Jedi in the theater. That was definitely a fast week of watching. I know it's such a unique way to watch the movies, but it was honestly amazing. By the time I walked out of The Last Jedi, I was so ready to devour as much information as I could about the franchise. So that was the beginning of January 2018, last year, and I went home and I looked up YouTube channels, podcasts, meta commentary, anything I could get my hands on. I had about 40 years of Star Wars knowledge that I needed to make up for, so I ended up watching all the Clone Wars, Rebels, Rogue One during those first few months of being a fan. And then in February 2018, I made my Twitter account and started following other Star Wars fans. So I think the thing that made me connect with the franchise so deeply and so quickly is that the through line that connected all of the works, whether it's the movies, the animated shows, the books, the comics, it's the fact that each character is really going through their own journey with dealing with the dark side and the light side, you know, whether they're Force sensitive or not. Don't get me wrong, the Force is my favorite thing in Star Wars, but it's kind of overarching through all of the characters, whether they are able to use it or not. So each character is dealing with a different kind of political climate through each part of the saga. You know, the situation with the Empire is different in the prequels versus the original trilogy versus the First Order in the sequel trilogy. So that's all kind of just really interesting to me because I'm someone who loves that connection between politics and personal beliefs. So it's just been fascinating for me each time I meet a new character or follow a new story in each new piece of media. It kind of expands the story and what we previously thought about those characters. The most recent example that I can think of is Tam on Resistance. I won't spoil it for anyone who's still catching up with the show, but her arc really reinforces that repetitive story of struggling with what's right and wrong, and it's something that I connect with on a personal level. The other big reason that I became a Star Wars fan so quickly, and I have to give full credit, is because of Rian Johnson and The Last Jedi. The ideas and themes that were explored in the movie, they just gave me so much to think about, to the point that I pretty much tweet about The Last Jedi every day since I've seen it. The main way, like I said, that I engage with the Star Wars fandom is on Twitter. I've been so lucky to find an amazing group of people who believe in Ben Solo getting redeemed and in Reylo. I know it can sound cheesy, but coming into the fandom as a newer fan isn't easy, and so finding that entire community who's been so welcoming of my opinions and thoughts, it's just really made the experience so much better. It's amazing to me how the way that we all discuss theories, we figure out things about episode 9, and we really build our knowledge with each other. We're all kind of learning together. It's a type of collaborative effort that I haven't been a part of in any other fandom, so it's been really amazing. So Star Wars has impacted my life in such a positive way. I know it's been a short time, but it really has. Since I'm thinking about it nearly every day, I'm learning so much, not just about the franchise, but also about myself. I can't help but put myself in the shoes of the characters and imagine how I would react to situations, you know, that they're in. It's just been an amazing learning experience, learning more about Joseph Campbell, mythology, George Lucas's influences, and of course, Rian and JJ's influences too. On a more personal level, it's been amazing to get to know other fans and make real friendships that mean so much to me. I've been lucky enough to engage with the fandom also through podcasts. I love listening to a large variety of podcasts with different opinions. Even if you don't agree with me, I've probably listened to your podcast because I just love seeing what everyone is saying. I've also been lucky enough to have been invited on a few podcasts. Nettie Nerfherder from the Balance podcast had me on this time last year to discuss Solo. I've also been on the Steel Wars podcast discussing, in depth what it was like binging all of Star Wars for the first time in a week. It's a really funny episode, so I definitely recommend you listen to it if you want to know what my experience was like. And then I was also recently on an episode of WSTR Media's podcast, and I have a few more coming up. But overall, I just want to say thank you to Shannon and Alex for asking me to be on this podcast, doing such an important thing for the fandom to highlight the voices of female fans. So I really appreciate it. And what's crazy is that I actually already watched Shannon and Network 1901's videos before I became a Star Wars fan. So this kind of makes everything come full circle, and it's just really been a true honor. So looking ahead to the rest of the year and beyond with Star Wars, I'm looking forward to Resistance and Clone Wars later in the fall. I love the animation department. Everything that they do, I'm obsessed with. So I really have been missing Resistance, so I can't wait for it to come back. I'm, of course, excited for Episode 9. And after that, I just can't wait for Rian Johnson's trilogy. I'm so excited to see what he does and what he brings to us, you know, when he's starting from scratch. So thank you again to Lipsticks and Lightsabers for having me on, and I can't wait to count down to Episode 9 with everyone.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Hammy, and you can find her at Balance Padawan on Twitter. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!